The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Why does it take 60 days to do something to try to fix the biggest offshore oil leak in history? Why is this tremendous crisis being used to push government ownership of energy businesses? Why doesn't the government do what the founders intended it to do? Get out of the way of private business and let them fix this mess. I don't believe for a minute that there are no quick solutions for this. With all the technology we have, there has to be a way to put a cap on a pipe. It's that simple. We need a cap on a pipe. That's all. Yes, there's tremendous force coming out of that pipe, but that doesn't mean we can't create even more pressure against it and force a cap onto that pipe. If the national government really wants to get involved, why don't they offer a huge tax break to any company that would move in and cap that pipe? Or offer a lesser tax break if they but bend that pipe together and at least greatly slow down the leak in the floor of the Gulf. Don't tell me we don't have the technology to do that. You'll never convince me we can't do that. It seems to me that you do what Mr. Obama's administration is doing only if you care more about pushing Marxism than you do about the welfare of the citizens of this nation. You be the judge. There is an election this fall. But more importantly, what is God Almighty saying to us in this crisis? Is He trying to get our attention? The Bible teaches that crises come to nations when they have rejected God's wisdom and tried to live on man's wisdom. It declares, "If there be famine in the land, if there be pestilence because they've sinned against you, that when prayer or whatever supplication shall be made of any man or of all your people Israel, when everyone shall know his own grief and shall spread forth his hands in this house, then hear thou from heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and render unto every man according to all his ways, whose heart you know, for you know the hearts of the children of men, that they may fear thee, to walk in thy ways, so long as they live in the land that you gave unto our fathers." National crises are always a call from God for us to get honest with Him, opening our hearts to Him, allowing Him to correct us. Yet, I've heard no cry from the White House or the Church House calling us to repentance before Jesus Christ concerning this oil spill. How different than in Abraham Lincoln's day. As president during the war between the states, he called for the nation to repent by saying, quote, "We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace. Too proud to pray to the God that made us. It behooves us then," Lincoln said, "to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, and to pray for clemency and forgiveness." It's easy to blame our elected servants for the crisis in our nation, but have we looked inward? Have we let God search our own hearts to see if we are a part of the problem instead of being a part of the solution? The real question is, has my sin contributed to this national crisis? What is God saying to me through it? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.